Now, hairdressers in Victoria are becoming an unlikely hero to domestic violence victims. Clients of hairdressers find it easy to admit that they're in a bad situation while they're getting their cut and colour done. In a first-of-its-kind program, hairdressers in Victoria are being taught the best ways to help victims of violence, and over the past few months, over 150 salon workers have gained these new skills to help their clients by referring them to professional counsellors and even emergency shelters when needed. Now there's plans to make this program Australia-wide. The latest stats show that every week one woman is killed by her partner or former partner. It's absolutely horrific. And on the line now, to have a bit of a chat with us more about this groundbreaking program and what it means to domestic violence victims is Jenny Jackson, Executive Director of Eastern Domestic Violence Service, or EDVOS. Jenny, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So it sounds like a brilliant program. Could you run us through, I guess, what the hairdressers are learning once they enrol?
Sure. So the hairdressers that are enrolled in our program spend about 2.5 hours with our specialist educators and family violence advocates. And they go through, firstly, what family violence is. So a lot of people can relate to it being, physical assault and, expecting to see black eyes and those sorts of things. But family violence is, violence in the home is often accompanied by other things such as financial abuse, emotional and psychological abuse. Physical is, certainly a component, but it's not always the only one. So they run through what is family violence. They then talk about the risks and some safety stuff. And then they're taught really how to kind of recognise the signs. So there are lots of things that a hairdresser's telling us that they see. So they might see bruising on the neck. They might see bits of hair missing. But the woman might also be generally looking really sore and uncomfortable sitting in the seat. Or they might talk about some of the emotional abuse that's happening at home or the level of control placed over them. So that's the first R, is recognise. And then we work with them to gain their confidence how to ask the question. So is something happening at home? Do you feel safe? Are you okay? Those sorts of things. So that's the first R. And then the second R is R for respond, because it's really important that women who disclose family violence receive a response that is, one that believes them, one that acknowledges how hard it is for them to tell what's happening. And then the third R is refer. So we don't want the salon professionals needing to feel like they have to be counsellors. They've got a very skilled job that they're trained at, and we want them to be able to focus on that. So their job is really to refer to a specialist family violence service like EDVOS, but whatever the local service is in their area. And so part of the training is that we connect them in with local services and also the national call number, which is 1-800-RESPECT.
And so how, successful has this program been so far? Do we have any idea?
Well, we surveyed the 8 to 10 people who did the pilot program at the end of last year. We rang them about 7 to 10 days after they did the training, and every single one of them said they'd used the training in that short period. And they also told us that they felt absolutely more comfortable and confident, and that they felt like that actually supported the people to get some specialist advice rather than sitting with it and taking it, feeling like they have to take it home and think, should I have said something? Shouldn't I have said something? What should I have said? But since the program's rolled out, as you said, we've trained more than 150 salon professionals, and the number of referrals that are coming through to our agency is really high. I had a 17-year-old girl ring me last week. I was on the evening manager's shift, and a 17-year-old girl rang to just talk about what was happening at home. And she'd been to the hairdresser that day, and her hairdresser had told her about the program. So it's definitely working. And so it's working for the women who are responding to violence, but it's also working for the hairdressers who who feel like they're really making a difference now.
It is a brilliant program. Why is it so important, for a hairdresser to do something other than ring the police or know what to do other than just calling the police?
Well, that's a great question. It's difficult to answer in a short period of time because there's so many reasons. One of them is that just simply saying nothing doesn't make it go away and it doesn't help the woman. And so what we know is that the women who've been responding to violence at home have been told many, many times, no one will believe you, I'm a great guy. Often men who use violence are quite charismatic and hold down, very prominent, well-respected jobs. And so the women believe that they're not going to be believed because he's a great guy to everybody else. So it's very important that hairdressers who develop a great relationship with their clients, I mean, most women don't flit around from hairdresser to hairdresser each, every month or 2 months or however often they go. Generally, women go to the same hairdresser for a period of time. And so they're able to develop a really good relationship with the hairdresser. And they, it's quite an intimate relationship where a lot of information is shared.
And just before I do let you go, Jenny, it's an absolutely fantastic program. Do we have any ideas on the timeline for it expanding out to the rest of Australia?
No, unfortunately. We are having discussions with the Commonwealth Government, a number of members of Parliament and key ministers. So we're not there yet, but we will continue to push. We really believe that Australia is lagging behind many other countries where it's been in place for, dozens of years. So we will keep pushing until we get there. If not, we'll try a corporate sponsor. So we'll keep going.
Fingers firmly crossed it can roll out soon. Jenny, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
That was Jenny Jackson, Executive Director of EDVOS, having a chat with us this morning about this game-changing program teaching hairdressers to fight against domestic violence, what to do if somebody does come to them and disclose some information that what their home life might be like. Of course, if this has raised any issues for you, the national helpline that you can get is 1-800-RESPECT. They're always available. They do some absolutely amazing work. Again, that is 1-800-RESPECT.